one's ever talked to me like that.
Wow.
You know, like, I just never had anybody really ask me, you know, what do you care about? What do you love doing? What are you passionate about? What are your gifts?
Hey, this is Deb and this is Happy Hour with Deb. And today, I don't even know how to describe this. One, I've goosebumps. I have the beautiful and talented Natalie Burt with me today.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you for being here.
Of course. Thank you for asking
me. Oh my goodness. You were a star. We were jumping, we were excited. We got this rock star. So Nat, for our listeners, let's tell everybody you do. You're an entrepreneur. You are married, 3 kids, run these incredible couples retreats.
Yes.
Wrote a book. Where do you want to start?
Wow. Probably before I met him and how all of this came to be.
Because when
you describe it like that, I'm like, wow.
All those are facts.
Yes.
Those are facts.
I know. So I moved to our hometown, Murfreesboro, when I was 30.
Okay.
I had worked for Verizon for several years at the time in sales. And I just wanted to get out of my hometown. Small, not a lot of, nobody ever talked to me about dreams or
opportunities
goals
weren't really the,
right. or anything like that. So at that time, my biggest dream was to just be a mom. That's all I wanted. But through Verizon, they sent me to a workshop that he was teaching on a book that he had written, This Ain't No Practice Life.
Yeah. For our listeners, her husband is Coach Michael Burt, which we all know is probably one of the, if not the best business coach in this country.
I do agree with you.
In this country. Yes. He's my coach. I'm not just saying he's the best. I mean, the man is the best.
He is.
So, yes. So, go ahead. Continue
your
story. He is very gifted.
So they sent me to this workshop for $50,
right,
to hear him speak about this book. And I remember the line in the book that, I'm not going to get emotional. And I highlighted it because it said, draw a line in the sand today from who you are to who you are supposed to be.
Wow.
And I was like, no one's ever talked to me like that.
Wow.
You know, like, I just never had anybody really ask me, you know, what do you care about? What do you love doing? What are you passionate about? What are your gifts? And so through that whole process of me, you know, going to that workshop, meeting him, we started dating. and I just
Perfect timing, right? Universe put that together
yes,
for you guys.
For sure. Went on the road to just a lot of personal development. I mean, I was 30. I just think about, you know, how different things would have been had I started way earlier, you know?
Right.
But that's how we met. That's how we got started. And still had a long way to go. And sometimes I feel like I still do. I mean, I wrote this book, which I'll tell you about in a minute. But, you know, he is so driven and
yes.
just obsessed
yes.
with his work, and it's not just his work, he views it as his mission
yes.
and his calling.
Yes.
And so for me, have a very strong faith foundation. I feel like it's my job to cooperate with that instead of compete against it.
Yeah.
But for years I didn't do that because I really didn't know how.
Right. I mean, that was all brand new for you.
It was. We had our first daughter really quickly. And about that time, his business just started growing and growing and growing. And so I was at home a lot with her by myself, and he was gone a lot.
It's hard.
And
That's
it was
hard.
Really hard.
Yeah.
I just, you know, was like, I didn't sign up for this.
Right,
like,
right.
Know, I thought
exactly.
you were going to be at home at 5
right,
every day.
Right, exactly. Where's the husband in the picture?
Right. And we never had that conversation. I think at that time, you know, this was, you know, 12, 13 years ago, I don't think he was super clear too on what he was trying to do to be able to articulate that to me,
sure,
to say, are
sure.
you on board with this? Like,
right.
this has all happened so quickly.
Right.
But it caused a lot of problems because I just had this idea of what our relationship would be, what our marriage would be like, raising a baby, you know. Right.
Like you said, 5 o'clock at home for dinner.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And I would cook, and, you know, sometimes he wouldn't be there till six, and, you know, I just couldn't understand.
Yeah.
Why? So it was really up to me. You know, we both came from a lot of divorce, just for different reasons. And, you know, there's no, like, hard feelings about that, but we just knew we didn't want that for our daughter.
Absolutely.
So how do we make this different? How do we make this, the end of this story, different than what we knew?
Right.
And so I think the first step was for me was to get around other people that were thinking bigger than me. Now we have language to put to that, that through Flip the Switch. Like,
absolutely.
What motivates you? What turns
right.
that drive on for you? And
right.
for me, it's environment.
Yeah.
And so I...
Well, you truly are the ultimate hostess.
Thank you.
I mean, the lodge...
That's crazy. No one... I'm just now putting that together. That, like, I'm motivated through environment, but that's my gift.
Right.
Is hospitality and environment.
Right. I mean, even the homemade lunches. Yesterday, when there was no soup, I'm like, but Natalie's in the
You're
building.
Sweet.
Where's the soup?
You're sweet.
Yeah.
But, yes, yeah, so I... My first step was to get around people who were thinking bigger than me. And also just, I went to work with him because I'm like, I need to see like what you're doing.
Right.
And at the time he had a coaching program called Monster Producer. And he would pack a room, 50 people, and teach once a month. And so I was like, I'm going to go to this and see what this is about.
And his energy is infectious.
Yes.
The man lights me. I'm like, I leave there and I'm like,
yeah.
You know, it's like you're furiously getting it all.
I think it's so different from, there's so many people out there that call themselves a coach.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And he is a true coach.
He's a true coach, yes.
You know, from back in the basketball days, like he is a true coach of like how to get you from here to here.
Right.
Not just motivation.
Right.
You know? So I went and to Monster Producer, and there's all these people that he's coaching, and they're telling me how much he's changed their life, how much their business has grown. And I'm just like, how can I stand in the way of that? You know?
Wow.
So also during this time at home, we had this joke that I would write a book called Living with Monster.
Right.
And, you know, I'm like, no one knows what it's like living with you. Like, you're crazy, you're obsessed, you carry a suitcase of books on vacation.
First of all, when you first brought that, I was like, this man, and you know, you're coming back with this like beautiful tan. He's as white as can be. He's got his books in a suitcase.
Yes.
I'm like, now that's somebody you want to party and go on vacation with.
Right. Got some big idea.
He's like, I write a book in a weekend. I'm like, I feel like a slacker.
I know. So that was one of the first things that really opened my eyes to what he was doing. And still had no idea where it was going.
Right.
I mean, so that, and then he took me to the original 10X in Riviera Maya.
Right. That must have been incredible.
I thought I was going for margaritas.
Right.
He's like, gonna go out and have some you're actually going to go with me to the sessions. And I was like, okay, you know, and was kind of nervous, but I didn't know any of those people. I didn't know
Right.
I had never been in that world of knowing
Grant Cardone
or any of those people. And so I had a great time, but it was the first time I saw couples actually work together Grant and Elena were there doing this together.
Right.
You know, that's the first time we met Brad and Melissa Lee, and just seeing, you know, other couples in business together and what was possible. And I was like, okay. Like,
well, you either grow together or you grow apart.
That's right.
If you're not, you know.
That's right.
This is the person you're laying your head next to. That's where your loyalty lies, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's incredible.
Yeah.
So let's talk about,
tell
the listeners, how many kids do you guys have now?
I have three.
Yes.
So our oldest is 11 now.
Congratulations on the cheerleading competition.
Oh, goodness.
You're the cheerleading mom. I saw the picture.
That was a lot.
I know. The packing. You got to follow Natalie on Instagram, everybody. I was cracking up. Disney, were packing. There's the ears. Were that outfit? And he was asking you for a broom. Coach Burt was asking you for a broom to sweep out the garage, right?
No, he was going to mop the garage.
Mop the garage.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm.
This is like, a driven man, ladies and gentlemen. This man is the biggest business coach in the country. He's going to mop his own garage.
I mean, he would vacuum after I would vacuum, and I used to be like, what is wrong with my vacuuming?
Well, I'd be like, well, then if you're doing it so good, rock on.
Well, that, I finally got to that point, and then I realized it wasn't about the vacuuming. Like, sometimes he just needs to, something.
That's right, absolutely. He is a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But a lot of amazing, positive energy.
Yeah,
I feel on fire when I'm in this. When I'm in that lodge that the two of you own, which is stunningly beautiful.
Thank you.
Between your kindness and hospitality and his way to drive, I'm like, you can't not want to be you guys.
Yeah.
You just can't. And, you know, it's so funny. He did a little speech yesterday, you know, we were in class.
Yeah.
He did a little speech and he was saying, and he just adores you. Yeah. So I was, my first thing was with Monsternation. When I started my company, they're like, you need a business coach. 10 people. You got to look up this guy, Coach Burt. You're going to love this guy, Coach Burt. You need to get in touch. You need to get in the room with this guy. So I went to one of the events and I remember you standing on stage in the coolest outfit, a pair of leather shorts and this fabulous blazer, right? And he must have said 13 times, how beautiful is my wife?
I mean, it's
how beautiful is my wife?
Yeah.
That's really sweet. Yeah,
it is.
That's really sweet. You know, you can just feel. So you guys have three kids now.
Yes. So we had a big break in between the oldest.
Yes, you did.
We just couldn't get pregnant for a long time. And it just turned out that it was just a simple little tweak. And soon got pregnant with my son, who's 3, and then we have another baby who's 18 months old.
Wow.
Yes.
So this is a busy, busy, busy life.
Very busy time.
Wow. What is a day? Hold on. I'm trying to wrap my head around this, because I'm like, you always look so pulled together. Okay, if I had to fill my day with yours, I would be in sweatpants. There'd be coffee stains on a sweatshirt, and I'd probably be in pants. What's a day look like in your world?
I start about 5:30. Get up, get myself dressed, in my workout clothes and my shoes. First thing.
Right.
Because
that's
going
when you're
going to
do it.
I'm going to the gym and I cannot, there's something about sitting in my pajamas that makes me feel unproductive.
Right.
So I do have days that I do that, but it's planned.
Right.
Like, okay, I'm not going to the gym this day or this day. And so I won't immediately get in my workout clothes, but I get dressed and then I start waking the little ones up and it's just a crazy hour from
we should have filmed this morning. We should have filmed this morning in there. That would have been a real treat for everybody.
Yeah. And then I take the kids to school and then I come back and drop the baby off. We have a full-time nanny that stays with her during the day.
That's
so
amazing.
I can do things like this.
Yes. I've gotten to meet a lot of your assistants. Mm-hmm. They're all fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
An extension of your family.
That's
for
correct.
Sure they are.
Yes, definitely. And then I go work out and then I do whatever is needed that day. It may be I'm at the Greatness Factory now doing some things.
Right.
I may be at the lodge doing some things. I may be in Florida taking care of something.
Yeah.
At our house there.
Yeah. That's
I may be
busy
on my computer doing stuff. I mean, it is literally different every single day.
Right. That's amazing too, because it is crazy with three little ones at home too. And your husband travels.
Yes.
You know, he was saying, yesterday in class that you're like, I don't care how good this guy is. You're not going to be home for 6 days. Come home and see your children. And we were all like, bravo, Natalie. Right. Cause it's really important to
it
you
is.
And to him.
Well, and I've told him, I'm like, when they're older, we can do whatever we want. Go wherever we want, stay as long as we want. But right now they're little and they need us.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the most important thing to me.
Yes. And I know you're very faith-based and very family-oriented.
Yes.
Let's talk about this retreat.
Okay.
Okay, because for the listeners who don't know, Natalie's as big as a star as Coach Burt is. They do these amazing cup in your home.
Yes.
In Florida.
Yes.
And tell everybody the concept behind the retreat.
So when I wrote the book, you know, his love language is revenue.
He says that. My love language is money. We crack up. I'm like, you got to throw your wife in there somehow.
So he's like, what do you want to do with this book? And I'm like, I've got to do something with it. Like, you volunteered me to write it in the first place. Like, now I got to do something with it.
I have to write this book? Are you kidding me?
Which wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, by the way. if yes. there's anybody out there listening that wants to write a book, it is not that bad. You just got to sit down and do it.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part.
Right.
Is just
it's sitting down and doing
and
it.
And I actually right. hired someone to just keep me on schedule.
That's fantastic. That's right. Well, it's your story.
Yeah.
And if you're overanalyzing everything else, your story's not coming through.
That's right.
Yeah, agreed.
So the retreat, you know, we had already done a couple other retreats on different topics. And I told him, you know, that's more my style versus the way he coaches now, ongoing, monthly.
Right.
You know.
Daily.
Yeah.
Daily calls from Coach Burke.
I don't have the capacity to do that
right.
as a mom with him
Absolutely.
Gone. Like, I have to just sprinkle it in.
Yeah. So tell people what happened. This beautiful house in Florida.
Yes.
Please go online and check this house out. It's gorgeous.
So we have a house in Watercolor, Florida, which is on 30A. We call it the Hamptons of Florida. It's this 30A highway is the highway that runs in between Panama City and Destin, Florida, in the Panhandle. And it's just this little highway along the water, and there's all these little quaint beach towns.
Wow.
And they have a different feel, different look, all of them. And so Watercolor's there, and we love it. We fell in love with that area several years ago. So we bought a house there because they have tons of amenities for our kids, water park, beach club, that kind of stuff. And so we rent houses around our house for the couples to stay in. So you have your own little suite,
right.
basically, with your own bathroom. And
that's everything. A vacation.
It is.
That's beautiful. I've heard. People
yes.
went. They're like, it's amazing.
It is. And there's just a feel there, this peace that I have that I don't have other places.
That's
you know?
Amazing, right? Water,
yes.
and sand in toes.
Well,
right?
It just opens up. You know, I get to thinking about like what's under there that God's created, and
it's amazing.
It just gets my wheels turning, and it just gets me all you know creative.
That's awesome.
But anyway, so Thursday night, it's a long weekend, so we do Thursday night dinner of some sort. Like, we've been doing this Boho Beach thing.
Yeah, I've heard that your cooking is amazing,
yes.
too. I've heard all the meals were incredible. So I'm like,
Thank
well,
you.
No doubt, because I've had your soup and salad, so no doubt.
And then we do coaching from 10 to 2 on Saturday, Friday and Saturday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then the activities
they
to enjoy.
They can do whatever they want in the mornings. We're like, sleep in.
Yeah.
You probably don't ever get to do that.
Right. Or maybe have coffee together.
Right.
Right? Because you know.
No interruptions.
Right.
Take a walk on the beach. Go ride a bike. Like, do something together that
right.
you never get to do. And then the afternoons are free and nights for dates. And
so valuable that you're not only... One, the environment, of course, right? I mean, if you're going there as a couple, that's a great place to
yes.
thrive. And you're making it so they don't come in till 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're giving them, because you're right. I mean, how many times do you and Coach actually sit and have coffee together
it's
in the morning?
Rare.
It's rare, right?
Yeah.
I mean, almost probably never.
Yeah.
And that's what happens with driven couples. And then the coaching I hear is incredible. Tell me more about the coaching. What
so
you guys
have, and I just created a workbook that goes with the retreat, so it kind of walks you through. But the first thing that we do is we do A to B for couples. So I'm sure you've
been
through that.
Yeah, well, I do A to B every day, ma'am.
A to B is where you take your current reality and then you write down your ideal reality and all the things that need to happen in between.
Right,
right?
How do we get there?
But most couples never talk about that.
Right.
So... Just like in the beginning, like
right.
every structure, there's eight of them. There's eight things we work through the course of the 2 days. Everything that we coach on is something that we've had to work through ourselves.
That's incredible.
So like I said, back in the beginning, we
right.
never had that conversation of
right.
like, where are you trying to go? Like, why is all this happening?
Right.
So,
and that breeds resentment, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're like, I didn't sign up to be alone
exactly.
with a baby
yeah.
and, you know, a house and all that
yeah.
stuff. And
so just having that conversation is like
yeah.
the connection, the open.
Now,
up
do you
connection.
Do that in a group setting?
So what we'll do is we teach 30, 45 minutes on a topic, and then we let them spread out. So they may go sit by the pool and work for 30 minutes on something
right.
or sit on the front porch, or we just let them spread out wherever they're comfortable to just sit and talk to each other.
Wow, that's incredible. That's
yeah.
great.
And also having that conversation is something
that they don't
do at home.
You cannot do
yeah.
it at home. People do not. I mean, my kids are older, but you don't. You don't
yeah.
have that space. By the time it's like, I got to close my eyes because I got to do this all again tomorrow.
Right.
And what an incredible Tell me about some of the stories of these people that have done this and come out of this amazing retreat.
Well, we had one lady that was, you know, and we're not therapists at all. I mean, right. we go through the same things that other couples do. But this one lady walked in, they missed the first night dinner, and she came in like the second day through half of it. And she was like, if this doesn't help us, we're getting a divorce. And I was like, all right.
Well, that's some positive energy. Anybody else get?
But it really turned out that they just, like, and I knew their business well. And so I just kind of, and we typically don't get involved, but I'm like, I need to help them.
Right.
Like, they're in a place.
That's such a Natalie move, too, there, to jump in and help out. I love that.
So I was just listening, and I'm like, no, like, his idea is really good. Like, you just need to let him help you.
Yeah.
And he had quit his job to help her with her business.
Right.
And they were just
clashing. At that resentment
point. They were clashing because, like, he had these ideas, and it was her baby, and she didn't want to let it go and let him help her. And I'm like, no, like, that's a really good idea.
Right.
So by the end of it, they were like, this was amazing. Like, we just needed to sit down and talk about these things.
You know? With space held. All part of the structure. I love that. The 10 to 2, giving them, like, we're going to give you these things, and then go hold hands on the beach.
Yep.
You know, go get a glass of wine and, like, honor the time that you have together.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Do you and Coach spend? Do you date nights? What do you do? Well, how do you carve that out?
Well, that's a really good question. Back last January, our daughter was 5 months old, and we went to our house in Florida for the weekend with no one. It was just us.
Awesome.
No kids, no clients, which is really rare.
Right.
That we do that.
Right.
And we were having such a great time. And I was like, we need to do this like once a month.
Yes.
And so right then, for the rest of last year, and we already have it on, we put it on the calendar at the beginning of the year, one weekend a month.
That's beautiful. Just the two of you.
Just the two of us. Now, we may come to Nashville. We may stay at home. We may send our kids to grandparents.
Right.
Like, we would just want to stay at home.
Just to get that time together.
Yes.
That is so important. Critically important.
Yeah.
Especially. And you're an entrepreneur yourself. Just because he's the monster, the driven one, doesn't mean you're not an entrepreneur also.
I mean, I've probably evolved into my own monster.
Yeah.
I'm kind of monster at this point, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's great. So, besides the retreat, which I know is your baby, right? So, and from what my understanding, my husband, I'll get there, I promise you that. Your husband's going
to
come.
You have to come.
I would love to come. I would love that time.
Yeah.
Because I'm like your husband. I'm on the road all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly, you know? Actually, I can tell you this because we're friends. When I flew in on Tuesday night, like, the rental car got messed. Like, everything was just light. You know, it's just that day, right? I never boohoo. I literally went to my hotel room. And I opened my, and I just started crying. I'm like, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
You know, you have a person.
Yeah.
You know, and you miss those. And now you have a person, plus you've got three other people dependent on that person. Plus you have an entire country of entrepreneurs dependent on this man.
Yes.
You know, so it's crazy. So tell me when you first realized how big he was.
I think when he spoke at 10X and there was 10,000 people there, it really was like just crazy.
Yeah.
Seeing that energy and him on that stage and handling it so well.
Oh, like, he's the best in the business. Never seen him fumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that was, you know, a lot of times when you're driven and you're the builder, you're not looking out all the time. You're just looking here and doing.
Absolutely.
And so I don't really think about it like that very often, you know?
Yeah. Do people, when you guys are traveling, like?
Him for sure, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and he stops and talks to everyone.
He's amazing
everyone.
Like that. You know, he's such a relatable coach.
Yes.
The two of you can feel that you just want your clients to be successful.
Yes.
You know, you're personally invested.
Yes.
In the clients getting as much out of it. And you show it in both the ways with his coaching and your hospitality.
Yes.
And let's talk about this lodge.
Okay.
All right. So tell the viewers what the lodge is.
So several years back, we were looking for a house for ourselves. And we wanted something kind of away. We were in a subdivision and houses on top of houses, and we just wanted to get out. And someone showed us the lodge.
It's magnificent.
It is.
It's magnificent.
It's like it. It's in a place. It's just surprising.
Yes.
You know,
because it's very peaceful. Yes. Yes.
So it's out on 23 acres outside of our hometown and in Murfreesboro. But we walked in and I was like, this is not what I'm thinking for like where I want to live.
Right.
But we saw it immediately.
Right.
Of
wow.
What the potential was to have, because like he needs a place to bring people together.
Right.
To coach.
Right.
And
the difference between you guys is that you bring them to coach and then you're in this home that feels so homey.
Yeah.
And so welcoming. And then I'm going to be honest, I've never worked with a coach that they would break for lunch, you know, and then you'd be like hitting up the nearest McDonald's.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
Everything is there. The food is incredible. You know, the service is incredible. And just you feel so welcome. And that's a place, I say this, if I haven't been to your lodge in like 6 weeks, I'm like, I use that lodge. You know, because you feel like you're growing and you're thriving.
Yeah.
So much there.
I love that.
In the combination of the both of you.
Yeah.
It's such a warm, welcoming place.
You know, and part of one of the things we do at our retreats is we discuss unique gifts and talents and how to use them in your business.
Right.
Because for a long time, once I realized, like, how do I get involved in this? How do I?
Right.
Well, then it was like, okay, what am I good at? What do I love doing? How can I use my gifts within this business?
Right.
And that's when I started doing all of the events. And the hospitality.
That's the difference between you and coach and other business coaches.
Yeah.
Is that you're truly part of this family.
Yeah.
You know, you're welcoming us into your home.
Well, and I for a long time I thought it was only the food I served.
Right.
That
no,
was
it's
my
not.
Gift, but it's not, it's the environment.
It's totally the environment.
It is.
You feel welcome. You feel like you're at home. You know, it's just a happy environment. And like I said, people are just thriving. The connections, and you can just, everybody feels like that's where they should be.
I love that.
And have the best business coach and have you. So that's just incredible.
Yeah.
So what's next for you?
Oh. Well, I need to
tell me country music artist.
No. Oh, no. I think I'll start a podcast.
Awesome.
About interviewing other women who are married to, or men that are married to driven women.
Sure.
I mean, what is that like? How do you handle it? You know?
Right.
I just think it's a conversation that's not really being talked about.
No.
You know?
And you know, it does. I'm the monster in my house.
Yeah.
You know? And there are some uncomfortable situations, you know?
Yeah.
You're going away again. What do you mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I had to step back and really think, how is this affecting his life?
Yeah.
Money comes and money goes, you know?
Yeah.
That's my person. So, and I consciously now, like you guys, we open the calendar and we make sure that this is scheduled time.
Yeah.
Because nothing's bigger than the love that I have
for
this man. And same thing with your husband.
Yeah.
So I think that that's really, really important.
It is.
So tell our listeners, how can they follow you? How can they get some more of you? How can they get part of this retreat? How can they get in front? By the way, I love this cover. It's just amazing, right? I'm like, you know, she's really in charge. You know, you think he's in charge, she's in charge.
Oh, that's funny.
How can they be part of this?
Natalie G. Bird on Instagram, just Natalie Bird on Facebook.
Okay.
Coming soon will be my own website.
Yes, girl.
I know.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Well, and I think I just got to a place where this is not all I do.
Right.
It's like a small part of, it's a big thing, but it's just a small part of what I do every day. So I'm really going to show the world all of me.
Yes, that's amazing.
The workouts.
Because there's so much for you to be giving. I love your content. I love seeing the kids, by the way.
Thank you.
Your daughter in the plane with those chubby thighs. I'm like, it's only acceptable to have chubby thighs when you're that cute and that little.
Oh.
Right?
She's just the sweetest.
Let's talk about the place we're sitting in right
now. Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So this is called the Greatness Factory. Mm-hmm. It is brand new, owned by you and your husband. And it is where people come to excel
That's
and
right.
be great.
That's
and
right.
we have the honor and the privilege of being the first podcast
the
filmed
very
in
first.
Here.
I love that.
We do. I know. We like, wait a minute, we got the biggest star here and we got the greatest factor.
Score wins.
Yeah. So exciting things are coming here, I hear.
Yes, we are very excited. So we found the original documents from where we first had the mock-up drawn of what we wanted the Greatness Factory to be. And that was dated 7 years ago. Now that's when that part was complete. That's
right.
Not when the dream started and we started discussing it and how do we do this and where would it be and all the things. But it's a legacy for us.
Absolutely.
And our family.
That's amazing.
To be able to bring people together to where they can be their best and be great. And
yeah.
Also have his coaching at the same time.
Right.
So that's what's different about this place other than...
Yeah. At the
know,
one thing I've learned from Coach is it opens your eyes to think bigger.
Yes.
You know, he's... And you have the same, you know, you're opening people to just think bigger. You know, don't settle.
Yes.
And think bigger. And this is where people come to do it.
That's right.
You know, and can interact, do some business on their own.
That's right.
So do you guys see these in other cities?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, Frisco, Texas.
He's a monster. He sees like 50. I'm like, can I get the first one decorated?
Right, exactly. And people don't know that about you, too.
No,
you.
I designed it.
You design everything for him, right?
Yes.
And everything is just
another one of my
beautiful.
Talents that we decided to use in the business. So.
How long you guys been married?
8 years.
8 years.
Yes.
Wow. A lot has happened.
Yes.
In those
it
8 years.
It seems like 20 or 30.
Right. I know.
We joke about it all the time. I'm like, we've only
been
married 8 years.
I think I was born
years.
With you. What am I? Oh my God. How long are you going to be here for? No. He's a wonderful man. He is
yes,
a wonderful.
He is, he is.
So where can the listeners find out where to go
okay,
to this retreat?
So currently coachburt.com/events. You
okay.
will see all of our couples retreats.
Dates and
yes.
Mm-hmm. Times.
We actually have a webinar coming up.
Let's hear about it. Let's promote that webinar.
Next week on the 27th, we're doing a free hour of some of the content that we share at the retreat.
Okay, that's
awesome.
Just
to kind of get an idea of what it's about, because I'm constantly promoting it. And
right.
I think some people are like, well, what is it really?
Right, you right, know? Right, right.
So we're going to do a free webinar on that next week.
And that's going to be run on social media
mm-hmm.
under
it is.
Michael Burt.
You can still go to coachburt.com/events and sign up for that free webinar.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then
awesome.
Also the couples retreat. Our next one is in April 11th weekend.
Be beautiful in sunny Florida in
it's
April.
It's my favorite.
I bet.
Time.
I yeah. bet. Right? You just, that's where your happy place. It's
yes,
where you sparkle.
It is. Yeah.
Nat, I can't, I'm honestly, bottom of my heart. One, to have you, I
thank
literally
you.
Feel like I'm sitting next to a rock
you're
star.
So
I'm
sweet.
Just in awe of everything that you and your husband do. And
thank you.
Two, for having us at this
yeah.
miraculous
absolutely.
Building. I couldn't wait to get yeah. here. I was like a kid in a candy store. I can't.
Yeah.
And last question, will you come back as you're growing? Tell us
of
more.
Of course.
Awesome.
Yes,
awesome. Nat, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
For having
thank
me.
You for coming and being our hostess.